Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com, and this is a little message entitled, "The Phrase from the Foundation of the World Reveals That Christ Did Not Die Before the Foundation of the World." In my previous message entitled, "The Lamb Slain from the Foundation of the World," and you can click on the link to study this, we found that the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world could not possibly mean that Christ died for sin at or before the foundation of the world, because of all the passages which clearly teach him to have died for sin when he came to earth in 33 AD. In fact, we had to conclude that what is meant by the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world is that it was from the foundation of the world when it was first foreordained that Christ would be slain. And it is in this sense of foreordination that the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. It did not mean that Christ was actually slain at or before the foundation of the world. Now in this message, once again, we're going to find confirmation that the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world does not mean that Christ was actually slain at or before the world by seeing how God uses the phrase "from the foundation of the world" in other Bible passages. Let's begin by stating our main verse in question. We read in Revelation 13:8, and I'll just read the last portion of that verse. "The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Now, does this mean that Christ, the Lamb, was slain at or before the foundation of the world? Certainly, this is what it literally seems to say. It says, "The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." But before coming to any final conclusions, let's look at the phrase "from the foundation of the world" to see how it's used in other verses of the Bible. First, we'll read in Luke chapter 11, verse 50. There we read that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation. Here we are told that the blood of all the prophets was shed from the foundation of the world. But if the phrase "from the foundation of the world" meant at or before the foundation of the world, then this is saying that the blood of all the prophets was shed at or before the foundation of the world. But that doesn't make any sense, since the blood of all the prophets was not shed at or before the foundation of the world, for none of the prophets even existed at the foundation of the world. But their blood was shed at various times since the foundation of the world. So we see immediately that the phrase "from the foundation of the world" cannot possibly mean at or before the foundation of the world. So what does it mean? Well, it means that the blood of all the prophets was shed from the foundation of the world in the sense that at or before the foundation of the world is when it was first foreordained that the blood of all the prophets would be shed. It doesn't mean that at or before the foundation of the world is when the blood of all the prophets was actually shed, but rather it means that at or before the foundation of the world is when it was first foreordained that the blood of all the prophets would be shed. And it is in this sense of foreordination only that the blood of all the prophets was shed from the foundation of the world. Now let's look at another passage which uses the phrase "from the foundation of the world." We read in Matthew 25, verse 34, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now, when this verse says, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, does this mean that the kingdom was fully prepared at or before the foundation of the world? In other words, was everything of the kingdom prepared at or before the foundation of the world? Of course not. It took time for everything to be fully prepared. So what this verse is saying is that the kingdom was prepared from the foundation of the world in the sense that it was at or before the foundation of the world when it was first foreordained that the kingdom would be prepared. So in this sense of foreordination, the kingdom had been prepared from the foundation of the world. It doesn't mean that at or before the foundation of the world, the kingdom was already fully prepared, but rather that the kingdom would be prepared. And the kingdom is guaranteed to be prepared because it was from the foundation of the world when it was first foreordained that it would be prepared. Now, likewise, just as we have found in those two previous verses, when Scripture says the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, it doesn't mean that at or before the foundation of the world was the Lamb actually slain, as far too many people have come to falsely believe. Let me say that once again. When the Scripture says the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, it does not mean that at or before the foundation of the world was the Lamb actually slain, as far too many people have come to falsely believe. But it means that at or before the foundation of the world was it first foreordained that the Lamb would be slain. And it is in this sense of foreordination only that the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. So what we found is a key to how we can understand things that are tied to the phrase from the foundation of the world. The things that are said to take place from the foundation of the world do not actually take place at or before the foundation of the world, as it may seem, but rather they are foreordained at or before the foundation of the world that they will actually take place at some time in the future after the foundation of the world. And it is in this sense of foreordination that things are said to have taken place from the foundation of the world. Now, another verse that uses the phrase from the foundation of the world is Hebrews 4:3. There we read, "For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." Now, when we read, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, does this mean that all the works needed for the elect to believe, that is, become saved, were actually finished before or at the foundation of the world? Absolutely not. For we have already concluded that the things tied to the phrase from the foundation of the world do not actually find their fulfillment at or before the foundation of the world, but rather they are foreordained at or before the foundation of the world that they will find their fulfillment in the future. And it is in this sense of foreordination only that they are said to have taken place from the foundation of the world. Therefore, when we read, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, It does not mean that the works were actually finished or complete at or before the foundation of the world, as it seems to say, but rather it means that the works for salvation were finished in the sense that they were foreordained at or before the foundation of the world, that they would be finished in the future after the foundation of the world. So this verse is not saying at all that the works for salvation were fully complete at or before the foundation of the world, and so teaching that Christ had to have been slain at or before the foundation of the world, as some teach. No, rather, it's simply teaching that all the works needed in order for the elect to believe and to be saved, including the atonement, were foreordained from the foundation of the world. And it is in this sense of foreordination only that the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Now, with our understanding of the phrase from the foundation of the world, let's look at Hebrews 9:26, which is another verse that is sometimes used to say that Christ was slain before the world. Well, and there we read in verse 26 of Hebrews 9, "For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world." First, we should recognize the word "since" in the phrase "since the foundation of the world" is the same word translated as "from" in our previous three passages. So in order to remain consistent, we will translate our verse like this: "For then must he often have suffered from the foundation of the world." Now, in that he, that is Christ, must often have suffered from the foundation of the world, does this mean that Christ must often have suffered at or before the foundation of the world? Of course not. We already learned that things tied to the phrase "from the foundation of the world" do not have to mean that they actually took place at or before the foundation of the world, but rather they took place at or before the foundation of the world in the sense that that is when they were first foreordained that they would take place. So, in that Christ must often have suffered from the foundation of the world does not mean that Christ must often have suffered at or before the foundation of the world, but rather that at or before the foundation of the world is when it was first foreordained that he would have often have suffered in the future after the foundation of the world. And it is in this sense of foreordination only that Christ would have often have suffered from the foundation of the world. Once again, this verse is in no way supporting the notion of Christ actually being slain at or before the foundation of the world, but it is only supporting the foreordination of Christ being slain from the foundation of the world. So, what we have discovered in all of this is that Christ was not slain at or before the foundation of the world, and we have discovered this in how the phrase "from the foundation of the world" is used in at least three of the verses which are normally used to say that Christ was slain at or before the foundation of the world. The phrase "from the foundation of the world" does not have to mean that whatever is from the foundation of the world must have actually taken place at or before the foundation of the world. Indeed, in the verses we looked at, we found that whatever is from the foundation of the world is only from the foundation in the sense of having been foreordained at or before the foundation of the world, and not in that they actually took place at or before the foundation of the world. Now, for more support that Christ was not slain at or before the foundation of the world. You are encouraged to click on the links to study the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Christ died for sin in 33 AD, not before the world. And when did Christ die for sin? Click on these three links and study very carefully. For you will find, if you have an open mind, that Christ did not die at or before the foundation of the world, but he actually died, as most thankfully believe, which is in 33 AD, when he came to this earth and suffered and died, rose from the dead for our sins. Now may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord shine his face upon thee. The Lord be gracious unto thee and give thee peace. Amen.